self-publishing a book online can be somewhat tedious, somewhat overwhelming, especially if you're new to this business. But you know what? I am now going on part 9 of a multi-part series about self-publishing a book online. And today, I am really tickled to death to talk about one of my favorite options in draft to digital. And that's draft the number 2, digital. They're an aggregate publishing platform. Haven't heard of them? Well, I'm going to give you the lowdown, the pros and the cons, the goods, the bads, the uglies, although there's nothing ugly about draft to digital in today's podcast episode. So make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
And this is episode number 70 here of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. And I am absolutely tickled pink that you would take a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about one of my favorite things in self-publishing books online. And wow, it's crazy to think that this is part 9 of this series. And believe it or not, I've got a handful of more parts inside this whole podcasting series. You're going to want to make sure you stay tuned to this podcast. You're subscribed on your preferred platform and you stay tuned because I'm really just geeked up about this one. Hey, before we do dive deeper into this, I just want to let you know that today's podcast is exclusively sponsored by Lulu. Are you interested in independent publishing? Have you heard of Lulu? No, not Lululemon, Lulu.com. They've been in the game for a long time, providing high quality printing for low cost and more ways than ever to connect with your audience. Best of all, everything on Lulu is completely free to use. No upfront costs, no hidden fees, just great print on demand to help you get the most out of your book. Just visit the sponsored link at dalelinks.com/Lulu to set up your free account today and try it out for yourself. And also, they decided to hook up my listeners a little bit of something something. So if you make any kind of print orders, use the coupon code DALE20. That's the number 20. DALE20 to get 20% off your print order. And tell them I sent you. All right, let's go ahead. We were just talking about our sponsors who are aggregate publishers. We're going to go ahead and perfectly transition over into another aggregate publishing platform. But before we do that, the problem with publishing. The problem with publishing, and especially if you're new to everything, is it can be so overwhelming. There's so many stinking options. It's like, oh, well, we've got Amazon KDP. Oh, but what about Apple Books? Oh, wait, hang on a second. There's Rakuten's Kobo. Google Play Books. No, hang on. No, Barnes & Noble Press. Oh my gosh. There's so much going on, and I've got to have to manage all of that. Can you imagine what my CPA is going to be doing looking at all of these tax forms? Well, one of the easiest ways to mitigate all of those logins is through an aggregate publishing platform. And aggregate publishers essentially work like this. You upload your content to them, and then they work as a middleman who distributes your work out to various platforms. It makes your life a little bit easier in exchange, and they typically will ask for a certain percentage of your net profits. Okay? Some people say, I don't want to sacrifice anything in my net profits. I'd rather go to each one of those, and kudos to you. If you want to go ahead and manage each one of those assets, that's fantastic. But if you're a new indie author, I would just recommend that you consider using an aggregate publisher. And today, we're talking about drafted digital. And if you hear me call it D2D, it's for good reason. It's kind of the shorthand for drafted digital. And what drafted digital does is they distribute ebooks. Now, I'm going to talk about print books and audiobooks in a moment because they do have those options available, but their main thing is distributing ebooks, and they've been doing that for a handful of years now. In fact, they actually have distribution. I'm going to take a nice deep breath because they have a lot here. Distribution to Amazon, Apple, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Scrib, Tolino, 24 Symbols, Overdrive and Biblioteca, which by the way, that's distribution to libraries, Baker & Taylor, Hoopla, another library distribution avenue, and the most recent one they added is Vivlio, which Vivlio is a French distribution avenue, and they were pretty excited to add that to it. I've yet to actually go and explore that option, but it is kind of cool to see that Draft the Digital keeps adding some on. Earlier, last year, they had actually added on Google Play Books, but the problem is they had to pull it right back off because Google Play Books wanted to kind of change some of their terms and conditions, and it just wasn't going to work out having it through Drafted Digital. And the nice thing, and you're going to hear me say this again, is Drafted Digital is run by indie authors for indie authors. Yeah, this is not some major multi-million dollar conglomerate run by a bunch of money-hungry people that want to have all your money. No. What Drafted Digital does is they've got your back. They have your best interests at heart because they're a bunch of indie authors too. They're not here to make, you know, millions of dollars by having you distribute to their thing. So when they pull something off there, chances are very likely they looked at it and they decided this does not work for our folks. This will not work for us. And if they can say that for both of those things, they typically will pull it off. And so that's probably why Google Play Books is no longer available through there. Okay, so the type of ebooks that they take. The format they will take is Doc, DocX, a rich text file, also known as RTF, and EPUB. Now, it should be noted that they do have the best, hands down, the best ebook interior formatting software today. All right, there's a good reason why I'm emphasizing that, because I really, really like this. If you are the type of person that you're like, I really don't care too much about how my interior looks, but I still want it to look professional, then Drafted Digital does that. They have a ton, I mean, scores of different types of templates that you can use. And all you have to do is just upload your DocX and it goes through and it formats it for you. And you can go in and put in drop caps if you want to. You can put in the type of book that you want to. And it just spits out an EPUB, a MOBI file, which is Kindle readable, and a PDF file. Also, they will give you a print-ready PDF. So that means that they will make something available. And I think it might be in a 6x9 format for your PDF if you decide that you want to go ahead and use that for your print interior. So that's kind of a cool thing. You're probably saying, all right, how much am I going to profit here, Dale? With ebook distribution, I messed this up because I actually had an interview not too long ago over on the Indie Author Podcast with Maddie Dalrymple. And Maddie has just like, hey, what's the percentage on this one? And I was like, it's 20%. I was completely wrong. It is actually 10% of all net profits. That's essentially what they're going to take from you. So you take 90%. Now, they said when it comes down to everything, it's technically 15%. I don't know what they mean by technically. So with that being said, it's pretty comparable to Smashwords in that Smashwords, I talked about last week, you get 85% royalty. And that is 85% of all net profits. Same thing for Drafted Digital. You're getting 85%. And this is also, remember, based on platform. So you might be thinking to yourself, 85%? I can't even get that on Amazon KDP. They give me 70%. Oh, wow, Dale, this is a great day. I can just go ahead and distribute to Amazon KDP through Drafted Digital, and I'll just go ahead and get 85%. And it doesn't work that way. Because keep in mind that they have a relationship with each of those platforms, be it Amazon KDP, Apple, and all that. And the percentages for payout varies for each one of them drastically. It could be 70% over on KDP, but if you go over to, say, Apple, it's 80%. Or if you go over to Barnes & Noble, it is 65%, and so on and so forth. By the way, I'm just throwing off some numbers here off the top of my head here. Those aren't exact. So that means that you're going to collect 85% of, let's say, KDP, 70%. That net profit. Remember, they're having to publish these things on your behalf, hence why they take a percentage of your net profits. And it makes sense for an aggregate publisher if you're really not getting that many sales through each one of those platforms. But if you start to see that you're getting about, say, $1,000 through any one given avenue, you can always just deselect it and just upload it over to that specific avenue to go ahead and take the whole pie. So, all right. Let's move it forward. I said I was going to mention print books. And there's a good reason why I had to kind of put a pin in this, because print books is still in beta. It's actually been in beta, I'd say, for about 2 years now. And when I say beta, a lot of people are like, okay, what does this mean? What does that mean, Dale? In other words, that it's not available to the public yet. They have distribution to Amazon and I'm just going to say in quotations here, libraries and institutions to where they can distribute. But knowing what Drafted Digital does, D2D is trying to study and figure out what's going to be the best fit for everyone involved, not just the D2D platform, but more importantly, the indie authors. So they're trying to break things, figure out some things. They're trying to just get it all ironed out before they make it public, because one of the worst things they can do is launch this print book feature and have to be just absolutely hammered and just run with a bunch of support tickets. So if you want to get availability for the print books, here's the one thing is you need to set up an account. You can do that through selfpublishingwithdale.com/D2D, or you can just go over to Drafted Digital. I don't care if you don't get the referral link or whatever. Just go there, get yourself an account set up, and subscribe to the email newsletter, because they'll notify you when print beta rolls out again, because they just roll it out in waves, and they will only accept so many people. Now, when they had first started, it was invite only. They were only bringing in certain people. So rather than me diving deep into what kind of percentages you get and how it's paid out, honestly, since it's still in beta, I don't want to be premature in telling you what they are and they aren't doing, because I think that by the time it goes public and they make it available to everybody, it's going to be a far different model. So hang in there. I will keep you updated here on this podcast about the print beta feature. Now, the next thing is they were actually the pioneers in this. They were very big, and it was audiobooks. Not to be confused, Drafted Digital doesn't publish the audiobooks. They were actually one of the very first people to develop a relationship with Findaway Voices. Now, I've talked about Findaway Voices in the past, and I will be talking about them in this specific series here eventually. But Findaway Voices is essentially its audiobook distribution. They are an aggregate publishing platform. And by uploading your content over into Drafted Digital, you can immediately take and migrate that metadata over onto Findaway Voices and start to work on your audiobook. I can't say enough nice things about Findaway Voices. All that to say this, that Drafted Digital only just kind of, they're playing like a matchmaker. They're just introducing you to Findaway Voices. They're not going to be collecting any percentages on your profits or anything else like that. It's like, hey, here's Findaway Voices. And then you just work directly with Findaway Voices from that point. Okay, so there's some other miscellaneous things I just want to briefly kind of go over here with Drafted Digital, because they have so many great features. I have to double down on this one in its interior formatting. I can't say enough nice things about their interior formatting software. It is so dead simple. The biggest issue I foresee is if you have a book that relies a lot on graphic interior design, then it may not be for you. So if you have images in your book and it's very image heavy, then their interior formatter is not for you. However, if you're just a fiction writer who wants to have something that looks graphically pleasing and has a beautiful layout and looks super, super professional, the typesetting's just meticulous, gonna have to give the chef's kiss on this one. The interior formatting is stellar through Drafted Digital. And here's something. Pay closest attention to this. You do not have to publish through Drafted Digital in order to actually use their interior formatter. Let me repeat that. I'll say it a little bit differently. You can go over to Drafted Digital, set up your own free account. You could go through the process like you're getting ready to publish the book. You use the interior formatter. You can download the EPUB, the MOBI, and the PDF, and you can deuce out. I even asked Kevin Tomlinson a few years ago, like, are they cool with that? And he said, absolutely. That's what we have it there for. We want you guys to help out. We don't want to just be here to take money out of your pocket. Like, they want to help you. They want to equip you. So that right there speaks volumes. The next thing they actually have is called Universal Book Links. The Universal Book Links is freaking sweet. So you publish your book, let's say, through Drafted Digital, and you have it available through all these different platforms. But the biggest issue is you could share a link to Amazon, but what about the people that don't want to shop on Amazon, much less hate Amazon? Maybe they're exclusive to Apple, or maybe they're exclusive to Barnes & Noble. Well, good news. Universal Book Links does all the heavy lifting for you. All you got to do is you send them a link. It shows it to one landing page, and it gives all of the different options. Want to buy it on Amazon? Here it is. You want to get it on Kobo? Oh, here it is. You want it on Barnes & Noble? Guess what? Here it is. And they give it all there. So the Universal Book Links feature is just absolutely freaking awesome. They also have an author profile that integrates with the Universal Book Links. Very, very cool. They actually have an entire shelf. You can build a whole carousel on it. I highly recommend, if you haven't had the opportunity, go visit Draft2Digital over on YouTube. Subscribe to their channel. And they have quite a few tutorials, and they also have weekly lives where they bring in some experts. All right, so what about the payout method? You're probably saying to yourself, okay, all right, I want to be paid, Dale. That's all that makes a difference to me. So if you want to be paid, that's okay. They've got four different ways. They pay you by check. You have to have a $100 minimum payout in order to get that. They do PayPal. They do direct deposit, which you actually have to have $20 minimum international deposit. So if you happen to be, say, in the United States, you won't need to have that minimum. And then they also do Payoneer, and they do a $20 minimum on that. Here's where it kind of gets a little bit, they do pay out monthly. That's kind of the cool thing. But based on the specific sale, where it was made is when you'll get paid. So you typically are looking about, you'll get paid 30 to 90 days after a sale on a given site. So it varies for each one of those. And rather than telling you, yeah, you know, if you sell it through Amazon KDP, they'll get it to you in the next 30 days. It's, you know, they're having to handle all of that. They're aggregating and curating all this stuff and they bring it on in there. But I've been working with them for a few years by now. And they are they are the most trustworthy people that you can work with. So they're going to pay you. Hey, I do have a couple tips before we wrap up today's podcast recording. And one of the things I just want to bring to your attention is, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. It's my mission to positively impact over 100,000 authors and self-publishers in the year 2020. And I'm fast on track to doing it, but I'm going to need some of your help here, because if you've had some value, if there's something you've learned and implemented in your business, if there's been some inspiration or motivation you've drawn from any of my broadcasts on YouTube or on the podcast or on my blogs or on Instagram or anywhere, do me the huge favor of going over to dalelinks.com/YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Right now, we're nearly 37,000 subscribers, but I'm shooting for 100,000 subscribers to just prove that I've made that much of an impact. If I haven't made that much of an impact, well, stay tuned to this podcast, because I'm going to try harder to make sure that I deliver the value that merits the movement of you going and using your mouse or going on your phone and clicking that subscribe over my YouTube channel and building enough trust that you can do that. All right. So at any rate, that's dalelinks.com/YouTube. Final tip of the day. Some people are probably going to say, Dale, is Draft2Digital worth it? Beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I'm just going to say this. Absolutely, it is. Draft2Digital is one of the best aggregate publishing platforms. I really like their heart. Their heart is in the right place. If what you're looking to do is to publish wide and get out there to more platforms without having to open up a ton of different accounts and bogging your certified public accountant with all of these different tax forms, well then, Draft2Digital is probably going to be for you. There's something that really resonates with me with Draft2Digital. They're by indie authors for indie authors. And if you're an indie author, Draft2Digital, it's your jam. One last thing. They have unparalleled customer support. So if you ever stuck on something, you ever kind of saying to yourself, I'm not really sure, hit their support. They're very responsive. They'll get back to you as soon as humanly possible. And you know what? Tell them Dale sent you. And hey, and you can also do me a huge favor. If you do want to get access, it's free, 100% free. You go over to selfpublishingwithdale.com/D2D to set up your free account today. Yes, that is a referral code. And I do get a little bit of a kickback on that when you make some sales, but it does not adversely affect anything that you get from that. So now we're starting to wrap things up. I do want to bring to your attention that next week we will be discussing the other aggregate publishing platform called PublishDrive. PublishDrive's a pretty cool. They're pretty neat, but they're a lot different though from Draft Digital or Smashwords or any of the other aggregate publishers I've mentioned before, and I'll tell you why next week. Subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and do me a huge favor, leave a review if you're enjoying some of the content. Awesome. If you're hating it, please leave a review. Let me know. I pay attention to all of my reviews. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.